The following is from an address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It's from her association address of 1946. This is part 3 of 3, and it is titled Questions from Students. Our attitude toward body. The first question that we shall consider today is, what should be a Christian Scientist's attitude toward his present body? When Christian Scientists earnestly studied the textbook and strive to apply its teachings, it is certainly right to expect their efforts to result in healthier bodies, better poised mentalities, generally improved conduct, and a higher standard of living. Mrs. Eddy writes in the textbook, quote, "Divine truth must be known by its effects on the body as well as on the mind before the science of being can be demonstrated," close quote. Then we should demonstrate this divine truth that makes the so-called body healthy and harmonious. There is no evading the demand. Death will not meet it. It is only through the spiritualization of our thought and life that this demand for a healthy and harmonious body is fulfilled. If this spiritualization of our thought and life is not attained here, it must be attained hereafter. Jesus spent much time during his 3 years of ministry proving that divine truth, or the power of God, was available to make mankind healthy in body as well as righteous in mind. And today we must understand and practice this divine truth in order to present to the world the perfect body that Jesus knew. In our metaphysical work, we do not deny or disown our body because it seems material to us, but we do deny the material sense of body. We keep our body, and we understand and affirm that it is an eternal verity, intact, here and now, as it is in truth. Suppose that I have a patient whose limb is crippled with arthritis. When I endeavor to show this patient that his limb is a divine idea, just what mind or truth is consciously being to itself, he almost invariably asks, quote, "Do you not mean that this material limb crippled with arthritis is a spiritual divine idea?" No, I do not mean that material sense is ever anything but false sense. Little by little, I help this patient to understand that there is only one infinite body, mind's embodiment of right ideas. There is only one infinite idea which we humanly call a limb, and by reflection, each one of us has this limb, and it is spiritual and perfect now. I help him to understand that the false appearance or material sense that we call a limb with arthritis is not a limb at all. It is not an entity at all, but is mere mental phenomenon, a false mythical sense or misapprehension about the divine idea at hand. I help this patient to understand that the appearance that he is calling a material or physical limb is never reality or immortality being brought to light. It is never an image of conscious life. This appearance that he is calling a physical limb is false appearance only, like the converged appearance of the railroad track. It is a false image in a mythical mortal mind, and is utterly intangible. And neither is there a vacuum when this patient turns from the appearance and evaluates his body as spiritual and perfect, the conscious image of reality. Just as the railroad track, at every instant, is an entity parallel and substantial, so body or limb, at every instant, is a divine entity, perfect and spiritual. Christian Science does not take away our body, but establishes in our thought a divine or true sense of body. Our attitude toward our present body should always be that it is a divine body, spiritual and perfect now, even though misapprehended. What appears to us at the present moment as a material, imperfect body is our divine and only body, misapprehended. But no matter how we apprehend our body, it is always divine and spiritual. What we ordinarily call our body is our corporeal sense of body, and this corporeal sense is always a misapprehension and never the reality of body. Body is at hand and is divine and perfect at the very instant that it appears material and imperfect. The claim is often made that man is spiritual and perfect in his true being, but that he has another body that is material and imperfect. The truth that annuls this erroneous claim of two bodies is the understanding that there is only one body. We do not have another body. When we understand that what appears to be a material body is, when correctly apprehended, the one perfect body exempt from the restrictions of finite belief, then we show forth this perfect body in the exact ratio to our realization of this truth. We never get rid of our body, but we do get rid of our material sense of body. We do not dispose of this material sense of body as though it were some material thing, but we transcend this false material sense. And this ascension in our thinking appears to us as an improved bodily state. We cannot die out of a material body. We must live out of it. Our sense of body may undergo a gradual but radical change, but body always remains as it is in truth. Everything that constitutes our body is, at this instant, as it is in truth. Expressions of the divine in forms that may still appear material. Jesus understood that all that constituted his body had its origin in mind or soul, and this understanding gave him flesh and blood and bones that were not material, but were divine ideas. This understanding of body as the embodiment of divine ideas enabled Jesus to demonstrate quickly over sin, sickness, and death. Jesus knew that inharmonious experiences, such as pain, weariness, disease, or accident, did not originate in the body, but were mental phenomena, images of thought, and were never attached to the body. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The material body manifests only what mortal mind believes, whether it be a broken bone, disease, or sin. Close quote. Again, she says in Christian Healing, quote, man thinks that when he is sick, disease controls his body to whatever manifestation we see. But the fact remains in metaphysics that the mind of the individual only can produce a result upon his body. Close quote. Since our present body is the embodiment of divine ideas, let us maintain an attitude of thought wherein we understand the impossibility for a mental phenomenon to be an experience of our body. As Christian Scientists, we should maintain the attitude of thought that all forms that we know humanly as heart, blood, liver, lung, kidney, muscle, bone, joint, eye, ear, are, when correctly understood, spiritual divine ideas. We should maintain the fact that conscious life itself is unfolded out as these divine thought forms, that conscious life is the substance, consciousness, and being of these ideas, and maintains them in perfection and completeness forever. Our textbook tells us that, quote, mind governs the body, not partially, but wholly, close quote. Then let us take the mental attitude and never depart from it, that all the so-called organs of our present body are, instead, infinite ideas of mind or soul. These ideas do not act in and of themselves, but show forth the substance and activity of conscious mind or soul. What appears to be the functionings of these so-called organs, the knowing, seeing, hearing, breathing, digesting, circulating, and eliminating, are not operations of these so-called organs, but are the operations of conscious mind or soul, appearing as our divinely mental and spiritual body. Mind or life does not live in our body, but our body, as infinite ideas, is embraced in conscious mind or life. Our body and all that constitutes our body, that we falsely regard as matter, is this instant the embodiment of mind as divine ideas, eternally spiritual and perfect. If we wish to show forth better bodies, if we wish to heal quickly and permanently, we should understand and maintain that our body is spiritual and perfect now, the embodiment of divine ideas. When we understand body as it is in truth and maintain this correct attitude concerning our body, then our body does not need healing or changing, and it is never sick or crippled or aged. It is essential for our advancement in Christian Science that we maintain a true attitude of thought toward our present body. There is no other thing so vital to our welfare as a healthy and harmonious body.